the covering for a pillow. Okay. And suppose a woman is wearing beads around her neck. You could say, well, my, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
Beads? Pretty. That's pretty. Pearl she got around her neck.
Okay, or you could say a what of beads. Would you ever say string or strand or
hair? String of beads. She had 2 or 3 strands of beads around her neck.
And suppose 2 men are having a fight, and one of them just beats the other one so badly. You might say, boy, that man really, what, the other one?
Yeah, I may say he really tore him up, didn't he?
Okay. Well, suppose a man is squatting down out in the fields. You could say, and you wanted to talk about that part of his leg. You'd say he got down on his
knee.
Okay, how about this part, or the back? You know, if a man's down like that.
He's squatting down on his heel.
I see. Okay. Do you ever say he's down on his haunches or his honkers or hunkles?
Yeah, I never said.
Okay. And what are some words that mean a really stingy person?
Now, how did you ask me that, man?
Oh, sorry. What are some words that mean a stingy person? What would you call a person that never wants to let go of any of his money?
This he close and stingy. That's it.
Okay. That's enough. I suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes, like maybe the colors don't match, or they're baggy and loose, or maybe they're torn or tight. What would you say? The person is really what looking?
They surely look silly with all that different.
Would you ever say tacky or dutchy or slouchy?
They look tacky when you fixed it.
What about if it's a woman instead of a man? Is there any difference, or would you call them the same thing?
Well, a woman will not be mixed up more so than a man. A man, he ain't gonna be too much mixed up.
Doesn't have too many choices.
Yeah, that's right.
Would you call it the same thing, though? Would it be tacky for a man or a woman?
It would be tacky, sure enough. If you see a man much with that on, wouldn't mixed up things on.
Okay. Well, what about if a person is wearing his best clothes, like a woman, you would say, boy, she's all?
She really wear her right clothes.
Oh, okay. Would you ever say she's dooted up or dressed up?
Dressed up. She dressed up. She was jumping sharp.
She's what?
She was jumping sharp.
Okay. What about if it's a man? Do you say the same thing?
Well, yeah, so that man sure wasn't he looking handsome. He was just, that's what we say, we see a man dressed up, say, he really looked handsome.
Oh, okay. What word do you use to refer to an older person who gets around really well? Very well for her age or his age?
Just age. He got a lot if he can get about.
Okay. Would you ever say he's perk or spry or chipper or something like that?
He still got life.
Okay. And suppose there was somebody who just never wanted to do any work at all, had no ambition. You'd say, well, boy, he's really a what person? Or he's really just never does a bit of work at all.
It's a lazy person.
Alrighty. And what do you call a bird that makes holes in tree trunks?
A bird. Peru.
Okay. And what about an insect that jumps around in dry grass in the summertime?